The article I'm sharing with you today is also about veterans. It's an interesting history of veterans' struggles and protests against the government and the brass, and it's entitled How Veterans Changed the Military and Rebuilt the Middle Class by Kevin Basil. We thank labor unions for the 8-hour workday, pensions, the weekend, and many other employment benefits Americans enjoy. Organized workers stage direct actions, strikes, sit-ins, boycotts, etc., forcing bosses to the bargaining table is a history that most of us learned in high school. More overlooked is the history of how modern military was shaped by veteran-led direct actions. For one thing, our military is famously all volunteers. Civilians no longer fear being drafted. To get those volunteers, recruiters and guidance counselors tout the free college education, sign-on bonuses, food and housing allowances, and BA benefits that come with military service. I was continually reminded of these things when I joined the Army in 2003. Look into the history of these developments and you'll find sit-ins, marches, and many other forms of direct action. GI Bill, passed in 1944, helped build the American middle class. It guaranteed millions of vets a college education, home loans, and more after World War II. It still does today. Veterans of World War I, however, received no such benefits. So throughout the 1920s and early 30s, they marched and demonstrated, demanding back pay compensation, referred to as a bonus, to reasonably match what their civilian counterparts had earned on the home front. The largest demonstration happened in 1932 with a 250,000-strong bonus army occupied Washington, D.C. for 2 months. The veterans vowed not to leave until Congress approved the bonus. Instead, General Douglas MacArthur removed them by force using U.S. cavalry troops and tear gas. But the veterans' efforts eventually paid off. The bonus was paid in 1936. This incredible history is documented in The Bonus Army by Paul Dickinson and Thomas B. Allen, and The War Against the Vets by Jerome Tussle. These years of protest by World War I veterans gave veterans organizations like the American Legion significant leverage in advocating for the GI Bill. President Roosevelt and Congress understood that not passing such a bill could mean veteran-led civil unrest or worse. Michael J. Bennett, historian of the GI Bill, writes, "After World War I, virtually every fighting nation other than Britain and the United States had their government overthrown by their veterans." End quote. It's no stretch to say the GI Bill was passed in part to prevent revolution. 2 decades later, in the 1960s, a movement when the U.S. armed forces emerged in opposition to the Vietnam War. Soldiers refused orders, sabotaged equipment, and spoke out at protests. In Soldiers in Revolt, GI Resistance During the Vietnam War, David Cartwright concludes that Nixon ended the draft in 1973 in response to this alarming resistance. The internal problems that gave rise to challenges in tactical employment to Vietnam, he wrote, were also responsible for the shift to an all-volunteer force. Of course, an all-volunteer force would need to offer better incentives to recruit people. This is where the improved living conditions, sign-on bonuses, and increased starting wages mentioned in every recruiter's sales pitch came from. In the 1970s, 80s, and beyond, the organization Vietnam Veterans Against the War made it a part of their mission to improve VA health care. They occupied VA offices, demonstrated, and even locked themselves inside the Statue of Liberty to amplify their message. They were key in getting the VA to recognize PTSD, Agent Orange exposure, and other illnesses affecting veterans. But as benefits were won, they can also be lost. Today, as more service members and veterans qualify for food stamps, the VA system remains on the verge of getting dismantled. Meanwhile, soldiers are receiving orders sending them into morally and legally questionable territory, such as Trump's Operation Faithful Patriot, deploying thousands of troops to the border of Mexico to stop unarmed immigrants. Against this history of veteran-led activism can provide inspiration and guidance. Direct action gets results. The article is How Veterans Changed the Military and Rebuilt the Middle Class by Kevin Basil. Basil is a freelance writer and musician. Now, coming up, Larry Bolden is going to be reviewing 2 books today. First, The Dutch House by Ann Patchett, and then The World That We Knew by Alice Hoffman. Larry?